Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
And today we're joined by very special guest, Matt Stewart.
It's Woo! So good to be here.
Woo!
Oh, oh the crowd's going crazy.
Yeah! I'm the crowd for Plumbing the Death Star.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yes!
What's Plumbing the Death Star, I hear Matt ask? Well, it's a comedy/pop culture podcast that asks the important questions. And Matt, you're going to love the one
This
today.
One's really good.
This one comes from a listener on our Discord.
It does, absolutely.
Kevin underscore.
Thank you for this one. Let me tell you, Kevin, this one caught my eye, and then I more or less strong-armed the boys into doing it.
And also, shout out to Joel Zammit there, because I was about to call you Michael underscore, which I don't think is your name.
It's a cool name, though.
The question today is, which rave would make the best rave?
So, okay, I'm assuming that our dear friend Kevin underscore meant like...
Is it definitely not Michael underscore?
It's definitely Kevin.
It's Kevin.
It's Kevin. Yes.
It's not Kevin Mike underscore?
Michael underscore is a fucking awesome name.
Mike underscore?
Yeah. Oh, Mike und. Hang on. We can do something with this. Mike und, more like Mike und the score? Maybe not.
So, yeah. like less than 2 minutes. And
shut up. Let him talk.
So
keep going.
Off track.
I'm so fucking...
Work.
Now, this was predicted before we hit record, which was within 5 minutes I'd go, God, I'm so full of pizza. Let me tell you, that's happening right now. God, I'm so full of pizza.
He's going to sink in the chair. It's going to be awesome.
I'm like drunk on pizza. It's made me feel really tired, but like crazy.
We had really good Costco pizza before
I had
this
three
episode.
Everyone else ate two slices. I had three slices.
Two slices like a genius.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, halfway through that second slice, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a third.
Yeah.
No, I am not.
I think the third slice was just because of how good it felt to eat pizza.
It felt really good. The pepperoni was crazy good. Costco do a good ass pizza.
Dude, they fucked my shit up though. And now as a consequence, all of the listeners all over the world and my good friend Matt has to see me like this. Tired. Full of pizza.
I never want to see you tired.
I really didn't want to have to see you. This is heartbreaking.
It is hard.
Never
to
meet
witness.
Your heroes.
Never meet your heroes tired and full of pizza.
Oh, God.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. Such a big fan of you. I'm so tired of full of pizza. Man, I just...
That broke my... shattered the illusion. You know?
I hated meeting Tom Cruise. Like, I just wanted to say I was a fan of his work.
Damn,
but
I can't
He was so tired. And
he'd just been a Domino's.
Tom Cruise
was so tired and just full of
just
pizza.
Pizza.
He's a little guy, so it didn't take much.
You met fans after you ate 6.5 cheeseburgers.
Fans
met
present.
They were
jury. Yeah, that's true. They got to see the effect of
they
it
got
on
to
him.
See as I slowly became less joyous and happy and became more and more upset.
And I was rubbing my hands together being like, no chance he clears 7.
Yeah,
and
you
I
were like
right.
a fucking fly or cockroach.
You should have been like, taking bets. You should have been a bookie there.
Well, I nailed it. My prediction was bang on.
Yeah,
my,
6.5.
6.5.
Were you aware of it?
Of eating the cheeseburger?
No, of the prediction.
At a certain point, I became aware.
Because if you're aware of the prediction, I don't know.
No, he was aware that people were making predictions, but we'd written them down. Because
I thought I could do 10.
That's
this is
incredible.
This is classic Plumbing the Death Star lore. I was like, I reckon I can eat 10 cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
And much like something that may have happened while you were here, Matt, Jackson threw out a claim that we knew was factually incorrect. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like I could too.
It was way harder than you expect.
When I was a kid, I used to order three or four. Mm. But usually junior burgers. Maybe that'll be the
cheese would
take
slow
the
down.
Cheese out.
Yeah.
But when were you how old?
I would have been like 14.
Yeah, 14. You said
I would have been like in my mid-20s probably at this point.
You
maybe
know,
late
20s. Is high.
Yeah. Could also,
to my credit, and I'm about to get yelled at, Matt. Watch this. To my credit. I'd had a full
fuck off
hamburger, not 20 minutes to half an hour prior.
It was before the show.
No,
fuck
it wasn't.
You. Fuck you. We had dinner before we before.
You had another
we
burger
would
before.
We never eat dinner.
Oh, I reckon you count that as a burger. So 7.5.
That's like my greatest trick in the world. To be like, what's nothing on my sleeves? Nothing on my sleeves? Watch this.
I'm going to lie. I'm going to lie and make it seem like that everyone's exaggerating the thing that I said.
I'm an innocent baby.
I'm going to lie so that my loss is now in my own head a win.
I stay winning, dude. Anyway, I assume Kevin underscore.
Yeah.
What they meant.
Mike underscore.
What they meant is a ray like Superman's X-ray vision. Or like a heat ray or a shrink ray or freeze ray.
See, I did not think.
Hey, that's allowed. I mean, the question is ambiguous and broad.
Because I was going to bring to the table Ray Winston.
Oh, he's a really good ray.
Well, yeah. I mean, before we hit record, and it's very, very rare for us to do this, which is probably why I got yelled at.
Yeah.
Went to clarify and then just got
yelled
at, similar to how Jackson just got yelled at by me then, where I was like, wait, what do we mean? And I was like, what do you mean? There's so much to do with it.
Shut the hell up. Start the episode.
And then everyone just kept yelling rays at me, which was not the question I had. I know that part. That's the easy part of the episode.
Yeah, dude. And plumbing the Death Star really is an exercise in getting yelled at. It's getting yelled at the podcast.
Razor Ray Chamberlain.
Razor Ray Chamberlain. I reckon he should keep his nose out of the game. Just stick to doing stuff on the field. Am I right?
He's
all right.
He's retired. Right.
Yeah, he is.
Now, can we?
He was an AFL umpire.
I figured he's some AFL related.
Yeah, he's Ray tired.
Oh, that's good.
Douche is tired too. Yeah. Pizza tired. Different kind of tired.
Now, okay.
Ray tired.
Yeah, you ain't at this thing.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
You have swings. They don't all hit.
Exactly. Yeah, what maybe this episode needs is a laugh track.
Everyone loves Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's another Ray, but not everyone does love Ray. Yeah,
Ray Liotta?
Huh? Ray Liotta. Great Ray.
He was a good Ray.
Well, can we make these Rays Rays? So can you have a Ray Winston Ray?
I think so. I think
that if you fire it at someone,
turns him into a sexy beast.
Yeah, exactly.
Movie reference.
That one's for you guys.
Great film.
He's in Sexy Beast.
Yeah, he's the main dude in
here. He is the sexy beast.
Ben Kingsley.
I thought Bing Kingsley was the
Bing
sexy
Kingsley.
Beast.
Bing Kingsley.
Who the hell's
Bing
that,
Kingsley's the sexy beast.
I thought Ben Kingsley was the sexy beast. Yeah. I've never seen the movie.
Well, it's.
I guess they're both sexy beasts.
They're both very sexy beasts.
How would you use a Ray Winston, Ray?
Whose two hands are in two hands? Is it Heath Ledger's or is it Rose Byrne's?
Well, surely it's a hand each.
No, probably not. I think it's probably both of them are. It could be something to do with.
Do you think you could do something with like the movie Two Hands and the other movie Idle Hands?
Idle Hands.
The devil's greatest trick was two idle hands.
We gotta get three pizzas in you more often, my friend. You are firing at all cylinders.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna peek at Ray Tired, but no.
Two idle hands.
We gotta stop talking about Ray Tired. It's too funny. It's making my brain go in so many directions.
Ray got tired now.
Now he's Ray Tired, dude. He's Ray Tired.
It's good. I like it. But before we go to the Winstone Ray, what about like a ray that made you tired?
Ray.
That'd be powerful.
That's really good.
And that's what Victoria underscore or whatever his name is.
Victoria.
Victoria
is going to be way down the list of
Kevin there being like, it's Kevin. It's Kevin. Not a hard name to remember.
Sorry,
why is he calling me Mike Victoria?
Victoria also
is often the state you are in.
Victoria has the vibe of like one of us called him Kevin. I'm sorry, Victor underscore.
Yeah.
And Dusha went, oh, Victoria. But no, there was a missing bit to that. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's pizza.
He's got pizza power.
I'm going to lock it in by just simply saying this. I mean, I remember the whole time, but we need to talk about Kevin underscore.
That's good. That's probably more like what Kevin underscore was thinking in terms of a ray. You've got a gun, maybe a ray gun, that makes people sleepy. Would you have maximum or minimum sleepy on it?
Oh, dead tired.
Maximum. Oh, yeah. What? All the way to dead tired.
Yeah. Or would maximum tired just be asleep?
Maximum tired can't be asleep because that would be a sleep ray.
Yeah, when you're asleep, you're not tired.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fixing the tired.
Oh, true. That's a different ray.
So, yeah, exactly.
A sleep ray.
Yeah. But the I like a tired one because you fight Superman's coming for you. He's about to punch you in the bread basket. Dead tired. And he goes,
But what I like about because again, you make them tired, but they're not necessarily ready to sleep.
Yeah.
Because you can be sleepy and you can be tired. You can be tired but not sleepy, and you can be sleepy but not tired.
Exactly.
That's the wonderful thing about the human brain.
Yeah. Do you reckon it's sleepy and tired are different?
Yeah. I think
if we could just get that panned to left and right there.
Give you the juicer experience. Because I think there would be multiple on the dial on the side of your ray. You would have like sleepy, you might have like a bushed might be on there because that's
so hang
different.
On. So sleepy is a type of tired, but sleepy and tired are different things.
Yeah. Yes.
Sort of like turtles and tortoises.
Yeah, but that's like there's okay, so what they just did there,
I think that's not the same.
Beautiful listeners at home,
man. Hey, he was agreeing with us, so I swapped that on my side, you know?
Sleepy and tired are different, but the gun's going to have sleepy
tired.
Well,
I wouldn't have sleepy on the gun.
Well, Jackson crazy. Just does.
Sleepy can be tired, but tired can't be sleepy. That
is
helps.
Not true. Stop saying things that to agree you. With them.
No, that makes sense.
Because sleepy is a kind of tired, so it's not tired itself.
Just like turtles
tired
are kinds
of tortoises. Tired is the
category
within which sleepy exists.
That's not what you were saying before.
You don't know what I was saying.
He's too full of pizza.
I honestly truly
pizza tired. That should be on there.
Pizza tired.
Yeah.
You make them feel like they
imagine
just had three
pizza. Imagine
getting
pizza tired without having been able to enjoy the pizza. That's cruel.
You can be pizza tired, but you think can you be pizza sleepy?
Honestly, the thing that's fighting me, I'll get to that in a second, because you both said two different things. Then you're like, yeah, we agree. And then I asked one question, and then Jackson was like, Zammit's wrong.
I said something too.
What, you never done an episode of Plumbing the Death Star before?
Honestly, I don't even know what he said. Because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, this is pretty standard podcast.
I'm
also confused, but I'm just trying to say.
Yeah. You're throwing stuff out there, which is making them fight each other more, which is good. Because you're going, sleepy and tired, like turtle and tortoises, and Jackson goes, yeah, but sleepy is a type of tired, and I was about to say, that's like the turtle tortoise. But then Zammit had already turned on Jackson. Jackson turned on Zammit without actually, Zammit wasn't listening.
I believe I said, whatever, but he'll be on our side now. Yeah. It doesn't matter what he's
saying. Maybe it's like
I didn't agree with Matt. I was like, whatever. He's agreeing with us. We have the majority now.
It's about presenting a united front, okay?
Yeah. It's squares and rectangles. It's like that.
Yeah. Okay. So sleepy.
Is it like that?
It is, yeah.
It's like all squares are rectangles.
Now we're all in the same
All rectangles. All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles
and like
are
that,
squares.
Sleepy and tired.
All hominids are hominoid or whatever. Yeah.
Where are all humans are apes, not all apes are humans.
Exactly.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the genus.
You're back in. You're on the same side as Jackson now.
Exactly. Welcome, brother.
I think I would have had it flipped around. I feel like sleepy is more than tired.
Really?
Because you're close to sleep.
No.
Okay. So,
you can wake up sleepy.
No,
what?
You can't.
Yes, you can.
You can wake up tired.
You can wake up.
You gotta wake up sleepy.
You can wake up sleepy.
No, although
zoom in on Matt's face.
Wait, zoom out again. Zoom in on my face.
You can.
Zoom in on face. What is groggy if not sleepy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck groggy.
Where's
I didn't
groggy?
Because you wake up groggy, which is...
Feel groggy kind of has implication that you were drinking.
Groggy is... Yeah, I know because of grog. I get it. Yeah. But, like, that feeling, like, when you first wake up...
Yeah.
I would say...
That? Where am
or
I? If you're in a different
up,
place.
You're like, fuck no, this. No, you hit just... the alarm. You go back to sleep because you woke up sleepy.
No,
you're groggy. You're
time
groggy.
Groggy is not a kind of tired.
Groggy is a type of tired.
Groggy is a thing that happens when you're tired.
Yeah, I agree with Jack on this one. Yeah. I would not put groggy on the
No.
So we got sleepy tired. You said bushed.
Exhausted. Can the last one be exhausted?
Yeah. What about knackered?
Knackered.
Is good. I would hate to, you know, bring up the internet.
Yeah.
But groggy is when you wake up feeling weak, dazed, and unsteady with a foggy mind. Usually a temporary state caused by just waking up from a deep sleep.
Yeah, it's caused by sleepiness.
No, but that's what I'm... No, it's not...
It's caused by the opposite of sleepiness. Is it a portmanteau? Because you've just woken up.
True.
In fact, it's the opposite of sleepy.
That's a good point.
When you just wake up from a deep sleep, you're the most not sleepy.
Yeah, exactly.
Of anything.
And I don't think it's alcohol related, because if you have a nap that goes too long, you wake up groggy.
You can wake up groggy.
You wake up the wrong part of your cycle.
Oh, no, it actually, okay, so it does, it originates with grog, but now it means, like the feeling of...
That's language for you, though, brother.
Exactly, it just evolves you.
Language evolves.
It's always changing. What would you say is the difference between being knackered and being bushed?
Oh, I think knackered is like... You don't have much left at all.
Yeah.
Bush is like, oh, I'm Bush. I need to sit down.
Yeah,
Bush, I'm ready to watch something.
Yes.
I can watch a movie.
Yeah.
I think knackered is knackered is if, like, I've done a whole game of basketball.
Okay.
And Bush is if I'm like, I've done a hike.
Okay, you go, damn, I'm bushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
Like, I think it's endurance. I think knackered, you got to expend a lot of energy in a relatively small amount of time, whereas bushed, you're expending quite a lot of energy, but over a longer period
of
time.
And I think as well...
And you could keep going when you're bushed, but you know what? Yeah. If I could just have a bit of a sit down,
yeah, you can
maybe
recover.
A cup of tea, I'll be all right.
But if you're knackered, you go, that's fucked. Be done, basically.
Yeah.
But I think as well, if you're...
Where's exhausted?
Exhausted, that's below knackered.
Below, as in I'm.
It's more tired.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. More tired.
Exhaust is probably tired max to the tired, top. Right?
Yeah.
You're saying sleepy is the base.
Sleepy to me would be
a little sleepy.
I'm a little sleepy.
But I guess you're putting the little on. Yeah. What if you just saying I'm sleepy?
Well, I guess you would under dial a little sleepy, sleepy,
big
very
sleepy,
sleepy tired.
Yeah.
It's so fucked that you think the big sleepy comes before tired.
I'm big sleepy. Well, big sleepy is not something anyone says. No, anyone's, man, I'm big sleepy.
I'm so big sleepy right now.
Anybody else feel like big sleepy?
I feel like I could go through a day being tired. I couldn't go through a day being sleepy.
Really? Interesting.
Sleepy, which is why I think sleepy,
like heavy eyelids and shit, that's sleepy. Tired's just like, damn, I'm tired.
Which is why, sleepy and tired, I think, too.
Yeah, which I'm with Zammit now, you're an idiot.
Which is why I wouldn't put theater,
You got a sleepy Ray and a tired Ray.
Okay.
Groggy,
that's what I've been saying, I think, this whole time, maybe.
You were, and then Jackson said, yes, I agree, and then changed it, and then you agreed with his change.
Okay. That sounds more about right.
You're like,
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. So anyway, it goes sleepy, tired, and you're like,
I think we put sleepy on the tired Ray.
Okay, fair enough. It's your Ray.
Yeah, because like the feeling of being tired, like your body is like, you got like it feels empty. Where sleepy's all like in your head.
It's a head. Yeah, I feel that.
The eyelids, that moment before you fall asleep.
Oh, and also, that's eyelids. Like
you're on the couch. It's a kind of like, let's say 4 p.m. Maybe the heating's on. It's a bit cozy.
Yeah,
Oh no!
Well, that's another thing.
A bit sleepy.
I feel like that getting sleepy, you kind of like you feel your body get real warm and stuff,
and heavy, real heavy.
We're tired. Fuck, you be cold and outside.
Tired. You're like, fuck this.
You're like,
that's fair. You got kind of tired.
Still got other things to
do. Plus, you can be tired of something, but you can't be sleepy of something.
Exactly. Yeah, you can picture someone out in the rain.
Thank you.
And you're like, man, you're tired. You're not sleepy out there.
This
grizzled old cop.
Yeah.
He's sick and sleepy of this nonsense.
But a tired old cop in a sleepy old town.
A town can be sleepy.
A town can't be tired.
No, I don't know. I think a town can be tired. But
the
decor
in the town could be tired.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Decor can be tired.
Yeah, you can have
tired. How can a town be tired?
Tired aesthetic?
Yeah, I think
we're talking about vibe, though. A sleepy town?
Yeah, so a sleepy,
tired town.
A sleepy town is a town where everybody just lives their life.
Yeah.
You know, it's quaint. It's probably
usually a deep-seated, murder
The dry is currently happening.
The dry is currently happening. We're aware of a sleepy town.
But a sleepy town can have a thriving economy, okay? It can have a thriving, shut the fuck up, I'll kill you both.
I think
tourist economy.
Like good cafe in a sleepy town.
Yeah. Well, Matt's not going to yell at me.
I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah. Sleepy town can have like a good...
I'm undecided
but
where I live.
But a tired town... Mm. is a town that was once prosperous, but is no longer prosperous because the mill closed or they logged all the trees. Yeah, yeah.
It was like an old mining town. Yeah, exactly. Off.
And now the town still exists, but it's tired.
It's tired.
It's on its last legs.
Town, Queenstown in Tasmania.
Exactly.
Home of Chris Fagan. Well, where Chris Fagan was born.
There you go. Yeah. And it, like, he's been on the couch before talking footy.
He has been talking footy on the couch. Fox footy. Sponsor us.
You won't regret it, we reckon.
Yeah.
Plumbing the Death Star will sign to SEN if you're looking to buy us Craig
that
Hutchison.
That would be awesome.
He's a CEO, but it's a rare CEO business where I reckon he's gettable.
That's awesome.
Another
dude.
AFL show. Wow, these references are really coming thick and fast.
The reference in this episode are wild.
And Zaman, you say your biggest audience is in America?
Yeah.
They'd be loving this.
Yeah.
Oh, like, they're Googling get him. Who's Riley Beveridge? I'll stop. Oh, will I?
So, yeah, I think you can have a tired and a sleepy town.
Okay.
You probably can't have a bushed town or a knackered town.
You can have a bush town, though.
Yeah, you can have a bush town.
Can
that's
you have
true.
a tired, sleepy town? You could, I guess.
Yeah, if it's sleepy town, if the tourist used to be its boom. Yeah, the lake dried up or something.
They had like antique shops and little.
Yeah, but there's a lot of closed businesses now.
I just feel like a tired town is like a beat away from just being abandoned.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what makes it tired. It's tired of existing. Yeah. It's on its last leg.
Last step is ghost town.
Yeah, exactly.
Last you have leg. A big...
Adam Hill's often confused with Will Anderson, who has a podcast about football.
That's true.
Two guys, one cup.
Yeah.
He also's got toe foot, but don't worry about that. That's the one the listeners might know.
Yeah, but get that out of your minds, dude.
Don't want that.
How would you use your tired Ray?
Well, initially,
what are you doing
I was thinking of Ray Winston, but now I'm thinking of driving and just shooting out the window. It's causing a bit of mayhem.
That's really good.
Making everyone real sleepy.
Oh, where does fatigue come in?
Fatigue is tired.
Yes, fatigue is tired.
But is that beyond?
Because fatigue could be past exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah, fatigued.
You'd hit him with the ray a couple times. Yeah. They're fighting it.
Yeah. Multiple days of exhaustion, you're fatigued. Yeah. Or multiple shots with the tired ray.
You're fatigued.
Yeah, fatigued and exhausted.
Well, if you hit twice. Mm.
Yeah. That's bad, dude.
Two big sleepies equal a fatigue?
Yeah, I reckon. But also...
No, sleep is different from fatigue.
How crazy is it? Because this... So this Ray...
If it's asleep, then they get rid of the fatigue.
Can I just quickly say fatigue train?
Anyway.
Oh, hey! That's a deeper cut, maybe.
No, it's not that deep.
I mean, they've all been pretty.
Yeah.
If you're an American, they're all very deep.
During this room,
truly bewildered.
Well, that one was good because it was not only a reference, but also a pun on a reference.
Yeah. Well, nicely done.
Yeah. I could only assume.
Yeah.
It was good. Right? This one goes out to you, David Teague. Come home.
I don't know.
He ran away.
Oh,
yeah, he was the former coach of Carlton who ran away.
He ran away from home.
Is he on milk cartons?
They should do something.
Pure milk, the pure Saints yellow jersey.
Yep. I know this bit.
Yeah.
When they changed the Sheffield Shield to the Pura Cup.
Yeah, they did. Now we're in cricket.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll move on now.
No, that's a kind of cat food.
when Gary Hocking changed his name to Whiskers by Deed Poll.
Yep.
To advertise the cat
food
company.
Yeah, you should do that. You should know this story.
Yeah.
There was a Geelong. So was it Whiskers?
Whiskers.
Whiskers cat food. There was a Geelong football player that changed his name legally by Deed Poll to Whiskers so that he would get more money.
Did it work?
I think it paid it was for the club. I think the club got paid like $5,000. It was in the 90s, but it's so grim.
And like not even you get the
Well, here's the thing about professional sports in Australia. Yeah. He didn't get the money.
Wink.
He got the money.
Yeah.
Here's one thing you should look into, and this goes out for anyone who cares about sport. The highest selling AFL jersey ever is now Scott Pendlebury in his record breaking game. Before that, it was a Geelong player. It was Geelong player currently plays.
Brad Ottens?
No.
How?
Like now.
Oh,
long sleeves. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's a guy that's like
he's got hair that's sort of.
Yeah. You know the guy. Everyone knows the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. basically, his jersey.
Welcome
sold
to How Good's Footy. Anyway, by the yes. way,
he sold his jumper for $80,000. The people went, "Where'd the money go? Why wasn't this
Brad Close?"
Brad Close, yeah.
He was were so far,
so far away.
Anyway, it's just interesting. Where does the money go? And this goes for every job and everything. Yeah. Movies.
Follow the money, dude. Follow the money.
Where did Brad Close's money go? Into his pocket. Into his bank account. That's out of the salary account.
I tell you what, it feels like they're not even hiding it, really, how dodgy Geelong is with salary cap stuff.
Yeah. And movies.
I really like the idea of trying to do the whiskies thing, but getting confused and changing my name to dog food.
Dog food.
Hey, mate, we're not paying you for this. Yeah, you're basically advertising our competitors as well.
You're advertising nothing. You're just advertising the category of product we sell.
Yeah. This isn't good for us.
Yes, dude. And then I go hang out in the dog food aisle.
Dog food. Okay, how about this for a new Plumbing the Death Star challenge? Okay. And this is related. We pretend it's Ray or whatever.
Yeah.
You change your name to Cat Food Bailey. Yeah. I'll change my name to Dog Food Dusha. Yeah. And then we go out there and whoever gets the biggest sponsorship wins.
I love that, dude. That's really good. I think that's... And Dog Food Dusha, can I tell you?
That sounds
really
fantastic.
Good.
DFD.
DFD. Zama can be horse feed, Zama.
Zebra feed.
HFC, dude.
Whoa, that kind of sounds like KFC, so he might win.
HFC.
Zama gets sponsored by KFC. Come horse feed, Zama, and try the new Zinger Burger.
I'm HFZ, and you should try some KFC.
Can I be Birdseed Stewart?
Yes.
Of course you can.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, BS. Yes.
Oh, damn, dude.
What was your question?
I don't remember. Okay. Did I have one?
Yeah, you started saying something with the ray.
About what?
I don't know. I'm shooting him at passerbys in the car.
Oh, right. Yeah. How would you use the tired ray? No, this is what I was going to say. Okay. If it's a ray, because tired is not asleep.
That's true.
Okay.
Correct.
So does that mean you could get someone more tired than a person can get?
You can get overtired is a thing. Just ask the father in the room, Joel Zammit.
Yeah, babies often will get overtired.
And then they can't go to sleep because they're too tired.
Yeah, but that's what I, because like right now, if we get too tired.
And this is maybe a overplay of my hand, but when people abuse sleeping tablets and they intentionally stay up.
They get overtired?
They get, well, it's not overtired. Stroppy. You get crazy.
Yeah.
That's why they abuse sleeping tablets. So the tablets that make you Valium. Go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You want to stay up, but you're not using.
No,
having a great time out. Time to pop some valleys.
yeah,
nice.
Is that what the kids are doing these days?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a child.
Yeah,
and let that be for. No, I don't know. I've seen people do it, but to me that seems crazy. Well, the only time I've ever taken Valium was on a plane, and it didn't work, and I accidentally went into that phase because I didn't fall asleep.
Because my question is right now.
Yeah.
If I get too sleepy, I don't know about you listeners, I go to sleep. If I go,
Jackson's
sleepy, time to sleep. Well, but with this.
But like Max sleepy, or he is twice with it or whatever.
Yeah,
your eyes are like.
Like I'm
you're
so sleepy.
Every part, every inch of
every
you is
atom
heavy.
Of my body is like, well, let's you go are, to sleep.
Yeah,
but so like,
that's the point of the gun. You can't go to sleep.
Yeah, because the ray is just for sleeping.
Because otherwise, it'd be good. I'd love to have it each night. Shoot myself with it as I go to bed.
But you got to be careful because if you shoot yourself with it too strong and then you get, like, say, 8 or 9 hours sleep, you might wake up still tired because you were
groggy.
I think,
could be groggy. Could be groggy.
Yeah, what
so
would
I reckon
you
could do, you could be like, I feel like you've been hit with a tired ray, and then like it hits to a point, you're going to go to sleep. But a tired ray, you're like, well, you're going to feel tired, but not necessarily sleepy.
Yeah. You need a sleepy ray to make yourself
big sleepy.
You can
be overtired, and then you're driving stroppy.
Yeah,
you got all
true.
This manic energy you want to get out.
And you end up
just a baby
inventing
ray,
an energy ray as well.
Oh, to give yourself to try and balance yourself.
Yeah. Equilibrium.
Just think of like, you could just, if you've got a baby ray, you could shoot someone, and then they act like a baby.
Oh,
baby ray.
That feels like the kind of thing that probably did happen to Superman in the Silver Age of comic books. I can imagine.
Also, there's a sauce called Sweet Baby Ray.
I was thinking of that too. That's a good ray.
That's a great
Sweet Baby Ray. Ray, what do we think?
I love that. That's just a water gun full of Sweet Baby Ray.
Which is
yeah,
like,
but it's a ray though.
Yeah. It's a ray. Okay, so is it? What do you mean?
Well, it's a ray gun.
Yeah,
but I shoot it.
So it's
like
energy.
Ray. of Sweet Baby Ray.
Oh, okay. Does it like turn the things you fire into Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce?
I feel it would cover it in.
Oh, okay. Sauce. That, I mean, that would be unpleasant. Nobody does that to Superman. They don't make him just like uncomfortable.
So I, like, you know, go to a field with cow and I spray it. And I'm like, just you wait. This is a taste of your future, cow.
So you're marinating the cow in Sweet Baby Ray's sauce?
For some reason, my thought was that you were turning its milk into Sweet Baby Ray's.
Whoa, milk a cow get barbecue sauce?
That would smell really bad. I think smelling so like the Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and cow at
so you
the
get
same
to
time,
a Sweet Baby Ray
fuck
Ray.
Fuck me up, yeah.
You put it in the cow's mouth. You fire it.
Oh.
You wait a bit. You milk it. Sweet Baby Ray milk.
Probably. Well, now its calves are feeding on that.
That's true.
You imagine when those calves come of eating age.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're tasting good.
They're tasting good.
Plus, if you want Sweet Baby Ray, just straight from the source.
Yeah.
Whoa.
If you
sauce.
Feed a cow,
that's what it is.
If you feed a cow nothing but barbecue sauce,
yeah.
Yes.
Will its milk taste a bit like barbecue?
Got it.
Sure.
Yeah, the asparagus thing.
Yeah, like surely there'd be some element of it.
Because they talk about grain fed beef.
Yeah.
And that's meant to be good, better quality, is
exactly.
that right?
Exactly. So if you just made a cow.
That's where they feeding them grass?
Yeah.
Grass the field? Isn't that good?
Good too.
Milk?
Wait, what's better, what grass or grain-fed beef?
I think it's all.
And if the grain the is same. Just
what if I
like
had,
grass
like,
seeds, yeah. then is that it's even just, better again?
What if I sold like egg-fed beef? Do we like this?
I don't. I don't like
beef.
It.
Chicken-fed beef.
Yeah,
now
tadukin.
I do like it.
You do a living tadukin, right?
So yes.
What's the inner one?
Like a rabbit sometimes?
Turkey's the outer one.
Oh, yeah. Turkey's the outer one. Duck.
Chicken.
Chicken. So you feed a duck, chicken to a duck.
Yeah.
And then
that.
You kill that duck
okay.
and feed it in bits to a turkey.
Yeah.
And then you cook that turkey.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
You've made a delicious food and maybe a new crime.
Yeah, yes.
and also created a new illness that sweeps the globe.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We're getting
tadukin flus.
I don't know what's going on there.
Wow. Yeah. I was thinking, and this is not really a good ray, which I know is not the question, but I was like, what about x-ray vision? But it's not like, if I say I look at you and I see your ribs, it's like also like a ray that comes out of my eyes to remove your skin so I can see the ribs.
So an
X-ray vision, but like, say I was like, Jimmy, look at Dusha, and then look over your skeleton, but somehow it vaporizes all of your skin.
So is
and
he
makes you a skeleton?
Is he left alive?
No.
Oh, so it's
why the ribs in particular?
So it's not really X-ray.
First bone I could think of.
It's not the X-ray.
I just
vision.
Thought it was specific
well,
to
no,
the
but
rib cage.
It's maybe heat vision. Maybe I could pick how what. You know,
Superman can do that, can't he?
Yeah.
He uses a bit to see.
But with X-ray vision.
With some lasers. He's laser vision, but he's choosing to pull the punch a bit.
Yeah. That's, with X-ray vision, you can kind of pick. You could go, I just want to see.
I just want to see them, you know, those sweet hams of yours.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to peep some ass, and so I'm just going through pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you go, you're facing me, so I got to see those sweet hams from the front.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, not
this
as good.
Isn't good.
A hams or asses.
In this scenario,
so you're
Matt,
seeing
them
like, from the front. You can see him all the way from the inside.
But if I was doing that with the particular
amazing.
Ray,
like I'm
I
right
have,
here with X-ray vision, and I want to perv on Jack.
You can see the inside
hand.
Of his outside
so
of his ass.
Yeah,
holy
just,
shit!
I
don't know if that's good.
Right
Superman
now.
Can do that.
Yeah,
is that good though?
No.
Although I'm just seeing like the What do you call it?
The gluteus.
So what do you call it when it's like concave?
Yeah. Oh, convex?
Call me old-fashioned or maybe just not like super woke, but I feel like the sexy part of the ass is the fact that it has
man,
skin
you
on
can't
it.
Say that. You can't say that.
Yeah,
they're
going to come for you, dude.
I feel the sexiest part of the ass is often like, you know, not the in.
you're about to offend our whole listeners.
No, I was about to offend myself. No. It's
whole
all
is good. It's all pretty good.
Yeah.
But you're right. There does need to be skin on it.
Yeah. Skin is a plus.
But that's what I mean.
We can't see a hole without the skin.
That's
what is a hole?
Would be freaky.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. If you take everything away from the hole.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like you could take away anything from around an asshole and you would still go, that's an asshole.
Yeah, you'd be able to tell.
Yeah.
If you saw an asshole on the beach, you know, like.
I'd be confused, but I'd be like, I know what that is.
You could tell what
like
it was.
You pick
but you're taking the whole tube, but That hole is the negative
what
space.
What I'm doing, Matt, is I have x-ray vision where I can determine how intense it is, but when I use it, it destroys the thing I'm looking
That's
through.
Just controlled heat ray.
Well, what if it doesn't kill you then? And when I retract it, your clothes or your skin comes back.
Okay, so you're making an x-ray for that everyone can see.
Yeah, well, you know, well, yes.
Yeah, I think that feels like a thing. That feels like it could be a thing.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty sweet.
I mean, I can see the benefits.
Yeah.
Like in medical situations.
Look inside you? Would you let me look inside you?
Security checks? Yeah, because I could look inside me.
Yeah.
And it's like freaky. What's going on in there?
I think it would freak me out, dude.
Not good.
And I wouldn't want my guts exposed to the air.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, they're exposed to the air.
Yes.
Oh, so you they'd figure out a room that would be.
So is it?
So like say a, I was doing.
So it's, like,
it,
so it's like it's the portal.
Yeah,
you got portal ray, and so you're portaling bits of pieces of me. Like, so it still exists.
Yeah. Okay.
You're
I'll tell you. I'll tell you how my ray works. Okay?
Okay.
Say I wanted to look at your brain.
Done.
Okay. I put my two fingers to my temple.
Yeah.
And I focus on your face. Okay. And then in my vision, your face gets disintegrated until I can see inside your brain, but you're kept alive throughout.
Uh-huh.
And then when I want to retract it, I reconstitute your face as my vision, my ray retracts.
Oh, so it's a fresh face.
Yeah. He gets
it's like a Prometheus ship or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's not Prometheus, is it?
I don't know what.
Ship of Theseus?
Ship of Theseus. Yeah,
I was thinking the movie Prometheus.
It would be like, I mean, maybe if we want, I can store Zammit's face particles in my gun, and then I can give him his face back.
Okay, but that means you could also not, and you could also give that to someone else.
Yeah,
you could put my face.
I could do a face off.
Face off. You could do face off.
You couldn't though, because you're still. You'd need two guns to do face off.
Yeah, I guess
you're
I would
just
be
putting my face on your face.
I would be storing it, being like,
"Where's my face?
I just came in here to have a brain check. No, you've lost my face."
This is how you'd respond.
Well, I got no mouth. I assume
you've
so
got
I
a
even...
mouth. It's
you
whole...
took my whole face.
Yeah, you take a face. That's the lips. You still got mouth. It's like how you'd have eye socket.
Oh, wait, my tongue though.
Yeah.
A tongue's not face. What are we talking about?
You're seeing my brain.
Tongue. I went all the way into brain.
No, I know. I was listening rarely.
Yeah.
I mean, that means no skull either. So you're just flopping. Your brain would be flopping on the floor.
Yeah. Well, I might fall, fly in,
actually,
land.
Matt's right. You keep saying you're taking face, but you are taking whole head minus brain. So I guess that's different and play on.
Yeah. Thank you. I could take whole head, too. I could take whole body, honestly.
Well, yeah, because you can see what's behind me.
If it's vision, I take what I'm looking at into my own head, and then I can put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that'd be pretty cool,
That's
I think.
That's pretty cool.
You know?
How many do you think you'd be able to hold at once?
I think whatever I could look at.
Right.
So if I went up on top of a hill and looked at the city of Melbourne,
gone.
In my head, there's just a big crater, and then I could go out to sea.
So you went to space and you look back at Earth.
Yeah.
You could just suck
Earth into my head and then deposit it somewhere else.
And it would mean we'd be able to figure out what's in the center of the Earth and stuff.
Yeah, I could do that. Absolutely. Yeah, suck off the sun, destroy the planet.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to go to space for that. You just look up.
Yeah, exactly,
oh my God.
Dude. I've got
the galaxy.
It's a dangerous power I possess.
And what if you look through a telescope?
Yeah, galaxies, suns, stars, dude, any.
Yeah, that's
this
awesome.
Is dangerous. Way more dangerous than the sleepy gun.
Yeah.
The sleepy gun might make someone sleepy.
Yeah,
This could wipe out not only all of human life, but somehow,
more than that.
And really, like, you don't know it can do that until you do it. So you're going to do it and go, oh, no, it did do
And
that.
The first time I did it, I wouldn't know what was happening where I, like, look at a loved one and then they go, zhook, into my head and I go, what happened just
then? Are you seeing them in your head when they're in your head?
Yes. Let's say
they're like their soul.
What
and,
happens if
stuff
you
like
suck
that?
Up the sun? Then is the sun big in your head?
I get a hot head.
Whoa! Temperature turns.
Oh, damn! Ow! And you go put it back, and I go, whoa! Hang on a second. I got a real bad headache.
I go, Earth
that.
Is dying. You've just wrecked everything.
I'll put it back. Give me 5 fucking seconds.
Okay. I like the idea of missing and like hitting the moon when you shoot it back out.
Sending the moon flying out. We didn't need the moon.
Whoops.
Everyone's mad at me, but we didn't have to have the moon.
Yeah, the moon doesn't do shit.
It doesn't do anything
Turn
for
around
Earth.
To look at the TV and it's like, Earth, like water levels fucked.
Yeah, for a bit, but they'll get back to normal.
Will they?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that true?
Probably.
What are tides for anyway? They're probably following the moon or some shit.
Tides would probably happen even without the moon.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Guys, God, leave me alone.
I'll put something else there. Yeah. Look around.
Yeah.
Put a car up there and be like, there we go. That's a new moon. It?
No.
Our second car.
Second car.
Just keep putting all the cars in space. Yeah, until you get a ring of cars around the planet.
That's cool.
That'd be all right.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh? Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but we're going to be doing some of these ones. Exactly. We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better. Why not head to shanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, sir. I really like the way you said
good save.
Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good.
It's good.
But they've become better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me, brother. That's what I like now.
Climbing this stuff. We're better now.
Yeah. Just have a garbage pile up there.
Yeah, I could do that, dude. I'd be a busy man. I'd be a busy fucking man, okay?
Yeah, you'd be working.
Have a garbage man.
I'd be the hardest working man on earth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because I'd be so traveling busy. Around.
You'd be looking at so much stuff.
I'd be looking at fucking heaps of shit, dude.
He's got like zero impulse control, so everything is going.
They go, Jackson, shouldn't you have like at least, you know, like dark glasses so you can't see?
And then everything in.
And that guy.
What? And then suck like the front of the plane I'm in away. Oh, fuck.
It's the guy who was speaking. They go away.
Damn it. I'll put you back. And then it's, you know, we're in there.
It's someone else.
100,000 like, feet.
Guys, I got to tell you, I'm feeling really weird. This is, everything about this is making me feel funny. Like, I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind.
That's part of
it. They call that the plumbing the Death Star effect, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'll tell you.
I don't mind it.
That's not bad.
Yeah, well, I think probably people would poke my eyes out. I think is what
I think that's probably for the best.
They'd probably go a little beyond though. Okay. Just a little bit.
Just keep
going.
Oh, so he's got the powers of a super villain, the impulse control of a super villain. And he's a weak man.
I don't know what they're talking about, man.
Yeah, we should get him.
Fucking someone should kill that guy. Right?
Real soft eyes.
Also, I know that most people, this is like, they're easy to get this way, but I don't think you'd be top three easiest people to hit with a car in the world.
Oh, no doubt, dude. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Do you know how often,
always crossing roads?
No, he's crossing roads, but what is he not doing?
Yeah. Oh, looking both ways.
Yeah. Paying attention.
No. What's he not doing?
Looking. Oh, looking at all.
Just looking.
Well, if he's not looking, then I don't think his powers are going to be a problem.
Actually, that's a fucking good point.
Yeah. I'm never paying attention or looking, so it's fine.
You get to like 41. Oh, you discover out on your wedding day when you finally look at your beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
I go, Huh? She goes, you know, the priest says, and do you, Jackson?
Huh?
Who?
Oh, huh? Sorry, where'd the priest listening. Go?
You just cleaning up half the wedding. Where am I right now? It wouldn't be bad if I'm crossing the road and a car comes and I notice just before it hits me, car's gone.
Just before.
But I do notice you don't have eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah.
So we could easily brick him.
Yeah.
Also, I
won't hear you creeping up on me.
You wouldn't, no, we know.
You wouldn't
no
see
way.
A car coming if you're just crossing the road anyway.
Right.
You don't see cars when they almost hit you now.
Yeah, it's true. I just get hit by a car and die.
Yeah.
That's probably what
Jackson,
would
like,
to me.
Will be walking down a footpath. And this, I think, is crazy, but I've seen you do it so many times. Walking down a footpath, the footpath will veer as the road veers, and Jackson will just keep walking straight. So he'll just end up on the road.
Like on grass, yeah. And then on gutter, yeah. And then on bitumen.
Haven't been hit yet.
Not noticed. Yeah.
Haven't been hit yet.
You're on the other side of the road and you've not noticed it.
Yeah,
all.
I'm like, yeah. I crossed the road, crossed the highway. what do you know?
And also for an adult man, he likes to walk across, like, you know how there's like two different types of gutters? There's the ones that are like a slope and then ones that are like a step.
Mm.
If there's a step gutter, he's
tight
rope walking across it.
Yeah, why not?
Playing,
dude?
Just he's playing. All
like
the
one
time.
Of those movies where a baby escapes and it's sort of like.
I sort of live a baby
keeps surviving everyone
else's
life.
Yeah.
Flailing around.
Yeah. Him and a good friend of the show, Adam, I've seen them both do it where they just end up kind of playing on the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them do that into the middle of the road where a car has had to stop.
Yeah.
Look at them honking.
Sue us for having.
As they're both laughing at their little japes that they're having.
To be enjoying life.
Not realizing, like, what the fuck they're doing.
You're going to go to hospital after you get hit by a car, and then you're going to be lying there and be like, what do you mean no one feels bad for me? I'm in a hospital.
Damn, that would be awesome to go to hospital.
He didn't. He stopped listening. He stopped listening to your second bit there. You were like, when you go to hospital, oh, yeah.
He'd be like,
lying in a full-body cast. I mean, like,
get
fuck
to eat
yeah,
jelly.
Yeah, somebody's feeding me jelly.
Yeah, dude.
I just know you'd be lying. They'd be like, why did I get any presents? And everyone's going, we're angry at you.
It's also
you're
funny
to yourself.
To be like, why didn't I get any presents?
Surely I get
it. Something people do when you go to hospital, is it?
Yeah, it is.
You get presents.
You get presents when
you go to
hospital.
You go into hospital.
You might get flowers,
maybe,
or a get well soon
card.
Also
depends if you're a child.
It also depends on what's happened to you.
Yeah. I'm in a full body cast. I can only move my head because I get hit by two trucks at once.
I'm going to buy you a VR headset.
Oh, that's awesome!
That's so good.
Would you be swallowing up VR?
Yes, the VR world, it would just be white when I put
it on. Oh, no, but that means that's in your brain.
Yeah, and then I could put
realities.
It out in the real.
Whoa.
Go, you thought you were fucking me over? You go, no, I didn't. I was just getting you a gift. Well, look at this.
Look at this, you piece of shit.
What are you doing?
You got hit by two trucks. I thought you could use some cheering up.
They went on either side.
I hate you. No one bought me presents. Like, I bought you
we
that.
We all chipped in. We go to the VR. That's expensive.
You get
sorry,
the VR
I'm taking my revenge.
Yeah.
Well, I think if I had a raid, then look, I'm so sorry to bring it back to this. It's
That's
not
okay.
football related, but it is Australia related. I was just trying to think of rays that I would love to have a ray gun shoot out.
Yeah.
And I think my life would benefit quite heavily from being able to shoot out Ray Martin.
Oh.
I feel like he's really clever.
Yeah.
And he's got a good voice.
Yeah.
So he can either narrate what I'm doing and I feel good about it, or I could be like, Ray Martin, please investigate this. And he'll go, that's not really the type of journalism I did. And I go, Ray Martin, please.
Please.
Please, Ray
does
Martin.
Does your Ray, so is it a gun or a vision?
It's a gun.
Okay, and does it make the real Ray Martin or a copy?
He's 81 years old at the moment, so maybe it makes primetime Ray Martin.
Oh!
Middays with Ray Martin, okay. Ray.
Could you Light Entertainment, Ray? That wasn't Middays. Like
he had
a band and stuff.
Yeah, but then he was getting more serious, and people were like, he's a bad fit. And then people were like, oh, we like this Ray Martin. And then he started A Current Affair. No, then he went to Four Corners.
With ABC, and then I was just reading about him the other day. Started the ABC.
Or was it Four Corners
first?
I don't
think he went, which would have been Four Corners.
Well, okay, Four Corners Ray Martin.
60 right. Minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Could you maybe do, instead of Ray Martin, you could do Eric Banner playing Ray Martin like he did on
Full Frontal.
Frontal.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the plastic hair.
Yeah.
That could be funny.
That could be a bit of fun.
Well, maybe he's got different on the Ray gun.
Oh, you're the Ray on the Ray Martin gun.
You go
gun.
From Banner to
I'm like, all right, I need someone that's funny, like a pisser right now. Look, I trust Ray Martin, the man would have.
He's probably a funny guy.
If it's a Ray,
yeah,
and you can switch it to whichever human Ray you want.
Ray, because then we can get like Ray Winston,
Johnson, yeah. Simpson,
Ray Romano.
Oh,
Ray Man,
that's the good.
Guy
dude.
From the Ray Man series.
I don't know if a Ray would conjure Ray Man as much as I'd love it.
Cruise in Rain Man.
Stretching the abilities of the Ray Ray.
His name is Raymond.
His name was
zapping you as you
make Raymond. His name is Raymond.
Rain Man. Okay. So
that's why he calls him Rain Man.
You're right.
Yeah, but then that's not Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you're getting Raymond.
You're getting Raymond from, and he goes, "Where's my brother? What the hell is happening?"
I go,
right
count
now?
The numbers.
What's his name? Charlie Hunnam from The Gentleman. He's Raymond.
Summoning Raymond from Rain Man, and then trying to make him do stuff Rain Man did because you've forgotten the movie Rain Man. Come to the casino with me. We're counting cards. Yeah. No, that was my brother. My brother Rain Man did that. I'm Raymond.
I thought
my brother's not even Rain Man. I'm Rain Man.
Yeah.
What?
I do not understand.
What the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, you're switching it off. So I'm not using that setting again.
This one sucks. Yeah. Can't even count.
I guess you could kind of do like, like an everything Ray, as in like all Ray, like a Ray.
Yeah.
Then you get like Ray Bans. I was thinking,
that's good, dude.
Shoot yourself in the head and wear some nice sunnies.
Yes. Radiator when it's cold.
Oh, the rays from the sun.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's
cold.
Good.
Oh.
I don't know if I would.
I've cooked so much.
If I had, it's got the biggest dial in the world on the side. Yeah. But and if I went to sun rays and shot myself in the face, I think I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm getting
skin cancer
instantly.
Yeah.
But then there'd be some sort of skin cancer doctor called Dr. Ray.
He'll be on there.
And he'd go, oh, no, this is not good.
Could I get some gamma rays and then become the Hulk?
Yeah.
Could you get
Eric Banner again? Eric Banner. Could I get the gamma, like, I shoot it, like Eric Banner rays. The Hulk comes?
Maybe it's an Eric Banner ray.
Okay. Yeah.
The Dry?
I can summon him from The Dry 2?
Damn, dude.
Dude, what's he up to in The Dry 2?
Yeah.
No one saw The Dry 2.
Finished being so dry.
Yeah.
But I think
the problem with a Ray
is
that I think you would become dependent on it.
Yeah.
You'd go, I have a problem.
What Ray can fix this?
Like just then, I was like a rake.
you're stretching it a little.
That's where the machine is smoking and firing off electricity because you're pushing what the Ray can do.
There's no Y in rake.
Yeah, but there's a Ray. There's a Ray.
Yeah, is R-A, does RAE count?
Yeah, it's a Ray. It's not an RAY Ray. Mm. It's a Ray.
So it's
Ray.
It's the sound.
Rain.
Ray.
You can summon.
Do Ray me.
Do Ray.
You know.
Me.
Yeah.
You could rain on someone. Rain over.
Yeah.
If you need to rate something, buy your Ray.
Okay. I don't know about this. You lost me at rate.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
I like this Eric Banner Ray though. Yeah. I don't, it's also good because Eric Banner. There's no Ray there, but I could get Chopper. I could get the Hulk.
Pointer. Oh, the guy from You and Your Stupid Mate.
Oh, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. Oh, the Nugget.
Guy from the Nugget. I mean, there's also Con.
Should we just go gold mining? Four of us. Should we just say fuck it and head out?
Yeah.
Head out of the
gold
fields.
What if we find a Nugget?
I think we would.
All right.
I think odds are really good.
I think for us, the four of us, we get a tent, some sleeping bags. We go gold panning. Mm. Would you go panning or mining?
Mining, because a pan, you're not going to get a nugget, dude.
Imagine you got a pan, and it's just one huge nugget. Yeah. Like,
a bit of gold?
Wait a second. Hang on a second.
Holy shit.
Do you still want the Eric Banner Ray knowing that he's not one of the actors in You and Your Stupid Mate, and you're thinking you're either Nathan Phillips or Angus Sampson?
I was thinking of one of those.
Yeah. I think you were thinking of Nathan Phillips.
Yeah.
How do you even go gold mining?
Nathan Phillips is playing a character called Philip. That's I don't know why, but that bothers me greatly.
He just dig into the ground.
Yeah, but what? So I go out to the gold fields, I got my pickaxe.
Yeah.
The fucking, what am I doing? Just going, looking at the ground and mining?
Well, you would, presumably, depending when, you would be like, well, I want to get this bit of plot. And so that you'd you know, yeah. buy that plot of land so you can dig on that bit. And then you start
digging.
But
why do I pick that bit?
You feel lucky.
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe you're a diviner.
Huh? Yeah,
you pay, they find water. Oh, maybe a divine. The gold
my
diviner.
Dad used a diviner to get the water for his tank up at his.
Did that work?
Head. Yeah,
because it's meant to be nonsense.
Here's what the diviner said to him: "Get check this shit
You've
out.
You've got a terrible son."
He said, "Yeah, I'm just here to find the whoa.
I'm getting something.
Everything is coming clear.
Hang on, my water diviner stick is sick. All of a sudden, do you have a terrible son?
The stick just gets droopy.
This does not normally happen."
Why do we all know that stick? It's like a Y sort of shape.
Yeah.
Why do we know that?
Crocodile Dundee?
Maybe.
Because Wood loves the wet.
I remember this movie called Bushfire Moon, and it was like a 90s Australian. I think Bud Tingwell was in it.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was maybe set at Christmas. Ooh, and I reckon that's maybe where I'm thinking of it from.
Yeah.
But maybe Crocodile Dundee. Yeah.
I think of the movie The Water Diviner, which stars Russell Crowe, I think.
I think if I watched
what's with Australians and fucking divining
it's
water.
It's a hot country.
I watched
we
a documentary where they got a bunch of water diviners and they set up they had this like a maze of like water tanks under the ground, and they were testing them. And each of them was like, the clouds are wrong when they were shown to be charlatans. The one my dad employed, he was like, let me come to your property. I'll find the water. And if I don't find the water, you don't have to pay me.
Water, yeah. Wet
and then he found the water. He's like, it's right here. My dad dug down. Fucking, we got water.
Fuck.
I think that's fantastic.
Me too.
Also,
me too.
Magic's real.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he's like, I'll have a guess.
Yeah.
If there's water, I'll get money. If there's not, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I guess like, wait, hang on. How long was he there for?
I don't know.
And how much was he charging?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. All you need to know is that magic is real.
Because, like, again, it's like, I charge like a grand. I'm there for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hey, it's there. If it's not there, don't have to pay me. And I'm just, hey, if it works, great. I get $1,000. All it cost me was 5 minutes of my time.
If not today, out.
Yeah, true.
No, my guess is that how he did it is that he just like.
Oh, you go double or nothing. I'll be here for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's $20,000 if there's water over there.
Becomes a game show.
Yeah. Have like a couple people just holding suitcases. Yeah, which one do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
What about we reify the water divining system?
Okay.
So you've got you can set to water, gold, or whatever you like.
Oh.
A thing finding ray.
Yeah, thing finding ray.
Thing finding ray.
A divine ray.
Now, with the thing finding ray, say I lost my keys. Can I set it to keys and then fire it and like. A beam of energy goes whip, right here.
It's like a
I
big
guess
hand.
You gotta set it to my keys.
Yeah, just keys.
You can find keys.
Fuck my keys. It's my car keys. Off. How abstract could I go? Could I go like a cheap sandwich and then fire it into the city and it just finds the cheapest
maybe it's
sandwich
not a
place?
Dial. It's a digital input thing.
Oh, that's good.
That's good and
I
dangerous.
Love the idea of you shooting cheap sandwich up into the air and then there's a like a beam you have to follow and then it just takes you to a dumpster.
Doesn't get
cheaper than free, brother.
What if it's like a travelator?
And it just says, eat garbage, bitch, on the digital display. My Ray hates me.
It shoots out like a travelator.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a physical pathway for you can stand on it and it just zooms you down to where you gotta go.
Like that,
so
but it's like
you into the garbage. Eat garbage, bitch.
God damn it. Or maybe it's like, you know, in a cartoon where you follow the smell.
Yeah.
It's like one of those and it's like a long like beam of light and you just attach a nostril to it.
Yeah. And it just slides.
You're sniffing at your keys.
Yeah. Smell and metal. Here they are.
There it is.
That could be useful. You could go like disease in my body and then shoot yourself.
God, yeah.
See if you're on
so
well.
Much.
Yeah.
So
your whole body's glowing.
Oh no. I should have been more specific.
Yeah.
That's a good ray, dude.
That's
a sniff ray.
Yes. You're telling me a ray where you could put something in it and it would give you a sniffer later sniff travelator to get to that object. You're not using it.
So you shoot that. You shoot the ray into the air, and then you hook the other side into your nose.
Yeah, and then you travel along and by the nostril.
Yeah.
Floating.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you fuck it up, and you end up in a garbage can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was invented to find pies on windowsills.
Yeah, exactly.
But they broadened out
closest pie on windowsills.
The technology could be adapted to many other things. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, to find a pie on a windowsill. That's like my dream, dude.
You could. You get pie on a windowsill.
Exactly.
So, I reckon you'd be traveling for a while.
I think so.
I don't think we live in a pie on the windowsill economy anymore.
No, you're probably floating to Kansas or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm floating across the sea, starving. Can't wait to get to this pie.
Oh, shit. I'm crossing the Pacific. Oh, fuck.
I can't
I'm going at normal floating speed.
I'm sort of dreamily moving. Fuck!
This pie's gonna be
passing
so...
like a fishing trawler. Help me! Get me down!
It's also good because like the floating motion I can imagine is the one where you're like dipping up and down like a wave.
Getting nauseous.
I don't feel like pie no more.
It's at also... some point that's gonna go because they're like, oh, it stopped cooling. It doesn't cool down anymore.
Splash!
I am Shark in serious trouble.
But then I guess I could go as
dry land.
Yeah, dry land.
You land in a desert, it takes it. There's a real monkey pawing you now.
Fuck!
And just keep looking, eat shit.
Antarctica is technically the driest continent. Ah, oh, fuck you.
Shut the fuck off. God damn it.
I hate you, Sniff
Ray. I hate you, Sniff Ray. Yeah, dude. Do you reckon if you found a pie on a windowsill?
Yes.
You got it.
100.
You have to.
Knocking on the front door, you just...
No, I'm just fucking taking it, dude. I'm sneaking up onto the windowsill. Then my little grabby hands going... Whoop, and then
I reckon you're fucking up, and you're like... I can imagine you either grabbing the side of the... thing and it's way too hot, or accidentally putting your fingers in the pie and it's too hot.
Scalding your tips. Yeah.
Then I'm just pulling out a scalding hot pie and it's eating them under
it's
the window.
It's so easy to imagine you burning your hand.
it really is.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah.
Finding out that you have, like, actually, I know why this comes from. It's because you famously ate a burrito so wrong that you were sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you swallowed it without chewing.
Before we started recording, you told me that Jackson never gets in pickles, that he lives a blessed life. Now you're making it sound like he can't even eat a pie without fucking it up.
No.
That's real mixed messages here.
It's not a pickle. Have you okay, I
it's
know
not
we
a pickle.
Ju-
it's
we
a
just,
fuck off.
We
it's
just
a mistake
ate with
I
Jackson,
made.
But Jackson eats like a duck.
Yeah.
He
doesn't chew.
No, he doesn't chew at all.
I suck it down, dude.
He's not a chewer, and same with drinks. He chugs every drink.
Yeah.
Chugs every drink to the point where a lot of the time, if he describes the taste of a drink, he's actually describing the aftertaste because it passed
through
his mouth.
It's a bit of a head rush.
This
if you ever tried,
though, to,
if you ever
I would try, say.
Like, if you want to try and drink like that, Matt, it's
do you want me to show you how to do it and then you can give it a crack?
Do you want a fresh drink?
No, this has got drink in it.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm drinking normally and I'm not trying to savor it, which I don't do, I'm doing like a...
Like it just goes down.
Chug.
He sucks through the can, and then he always drinks enough that he's out of breath when he puts it down. He goes,
dude. I like that's the fun of it. That's the pleasure, the satisfaction.
It's the
I get.
Going down that you like.
Yeah,
you're not a savorer.
No, I'm not a savorer, dude. Yeah. No way in hell.
Which is why it's really easy to imagine me.
Imagine you.
Sorry. That, which is why
it's really easy to imagine me imagining you.
You burning your mouth.
Oh, burning my mouth. Yes.
And hands, because you're just grabbing stuff, jamming it in your mouth. And then by the time.
That
yeah.
feels like a skill to not care about taste. You'd just be eating and drinking the healthiest stuff, I guess.
No.
No.
Not quite.
It's just about the nutrients. It's not about.
Well, no, because I still, you know, like despite. What, you know, dissenting opinion, I do get the taste.
Right.
Just briefly.
Yeah.
You know?
Flashing past the
It's not there the whole time. Yeah.
It's kind of like a passing train.
yeah, exactly, dude. Mm-hmm. It's the whistle of a
or
train
it's
in
like
the
a,
night.
It's
you know?
A fleeting glimpse of someone on the train as the train passes by.
You're like, the train passes by, you lock eyes with someone on the train, they lock eyes with you. You'll never see them again. It's kind of a melancholy moment.
I reckon.
That's me with flavor.
Jump on the train. Get on the fatigue train.
I reckon maybe
the taste train.
The best ray
that
I put forward would be the ray
that kills Jackson.
No, to make you as smart as Jackson.
Oh.
And then I get to shoot everyone.
Oh my God. To have the intelligence of a dog would be crazy.
Yeah. Look at him. He's so happy.
Could you? Would you just do it? I mean, that's. Yeah. That's, I think that's great because you get all sorts of other weird kinds of intelligence that Jackson has as well.
Exactly. You're so kind.
What? Because you, I mean, what you're saying is you're just like a happiness ray.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
It's not that he's happy.
Because you said, I like the idea of a happiness ray.
Yeah. A not listening ray.
Yeah, endurance ray.
What's the spectrum of the happiness ray? You know, where's Jackson on it? Yeah. You know, you got joy. You've got
ignorance. Where's your ignorance?
Oh, so yeah.
I like a not listening ray because I like that ear of someone talking to you and you go, yeah.
Hey, the Jackson ray would do the same thing. Yeah. And then you get to hit them with,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matt, also, if you ever hear Jackson make that, yeah, he's not listening to you.
He's right.
Never heard him.
I'm always listening to you, dude. I care what you got to say. These two
he's done
bozos,
it multiple times in this episode. Not necessarily to you, but he has done it.
I've not noticed, but I
feel like
really
I've heard everything
attention.
These guys have to say over the last 15 years. They got nothing new for me. You, Matt?
To give me a surprise.
Yeah.
And now we've made Jackson not listening into a bit so he can get away with not listening because then we go, you motherfucker, you weren't listening. He goes, yeah.
Punishment do you think I'd have to sustain to start listening
nothing.
Is the question.
We build a ray that makes people pay attention.
Oh, that's scary, dude.
Yeah, pay attention,
a
ray.
Pay attention ray?
That's like a ray that does that thing that opens your eyes up.
Oh, yeah, a clockwork orange ray. That still wouldn't work for Jackson. He'd be thinking of pies.
I can zone out.
He can zone out with his eyes pried open.
Easily, dude. Easily.
I imagine Jackson, like, if you're looking through his eyes at any given time, is just like not reality, you see.
What do you imagine?
I don't know.
You know, in The Matrix, how it's that
you're
like
seeing Adventure Time,
heaps of those like the different characters that are falling down.
Oh yeah,
that but holes.
So no, so that but like I want to say like TV static.
Oh yeah,
because there's just nothing really there. There is if you sort of look, there's shapes.
You can kind
of
see.
It's like one of them, like those
smoke.
Like the magic pictures that you can stare at for too long.
Yes,
I feel like something like that.
I can't.
But like,
I can't
really
do
hard.
I can't do the magic eyes.
Requires too much patience.
Yeah, you gotta.
I could when I was a kid, but at some point I lost the power.
Yeah, that's crazy, because we were saying just before we hit record that we think your attention span and listening are capabilities.
You don't need to listen or pay attention to do magic eye.
You need to concentrate, which is paying attention.
No, you need to unfocus your eyes in a certain way.
Oh, true, that should be your superpower.
Actually, yeah, that's a good
unfocusing.
Point.
Unfocusing.
But I can't do it, dude.
That's crazy.
They don't
really
work.
I can't do magic eyes.
I've got to take everyone's word for it when they say this stuff.
They go,
there's
yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Can you do magic eyes?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Very good.
He's got access to a secret world that we'll never.
I can not either not pay attention, or unfocus my eyes. Real
damn,
good.
Dude. I can't.
Whatever.
You, when
needed.
I was a kid, dude, you give me a magic eye, I'm seeing.
I've never been able to do them.
No,
never.
I've done
never.
Like one
you can't
or two.
See them either.
Yeah. Maybe a couple, and I've tried a few times.
I'm good at the colorblind test.
Damn.
I'm very colorblind.
Yeah, it's all the same color.
Yeah.
No,
it's
I'm like,
easy.
That's a
so
fucking 36.
Easy.
That's a 69. Nice.
Damn. The last time this is funny. The last time I saw one of those magic eyes, they were pornographic. Yeah, it was like sexy stuff on the other side of the magic eye, and I couldn't see it. And it was kind of like that scene, that Twilight Zone episode where the guy's like, I have time now, but his glasses shatter.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
It's him there, but I can't get
I'm
it.
I'm so horny, but I can't
I
see
can't
the
see
magic
it.
Eye.
I'm so horny, I can't focus on the magic eye.
I think it was on my phone, and I was going like, please.
All I can do is...
Where is it?
I just want to sniff it.
I just
want to
see
it.
But it wouldn't let me, dude. It was depressing.
Yeah. Well, I think we've covered every ray here.
I think so too, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And before we say goodbye to our good friend Matt, or maybe today he could be a ray.
Yeah.
And maybe the best ray was actually Matt Stewart.
Ray
and if
Stewart.
You want to celebrate
Matt Stewart
further, why not head to YouTube at 8 p.m. on the 8th of August, 2026, to watch the world premiere of Matt Stewart's comedy special, Bad Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Does that sound good, Matt?
A bad boy Ray?
A bad boy Ray. Just make people really sick.
Yes, dude.
That would be awesome. So sunglasses
everyone's
on.
Everyone's hats just flip backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Leather jackets.
Yeah. That say Stone Cold Boston.
Now that's Boston. A hat you could wear.
Yeah.
Okay. So that will be on the Humdinger YouTube channel?
Yeah, that's right. Humdinger YouTube
channel. So it's premiering at 8 p.m. on the 8th of August, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it will be going up on that YouTube channel after the premiere as well.
That's right.
And if you're in Canada, you should, especially if you're going to be in Canada in September, why not head to either the Duga One website or mattstewartcomedy.com and click tour dates. Yeah, oh, shit.
Holy fuckaroni.
Holy mackerel.
Whoa. Live Duga One podcast, which is a show. I'm pretty sure I was thinking about this today. I reckon, I don't know if we'd still be doing it if it wasn't for Sans Pants and a bunch of different ways.
Oh, that's so
I'm
nice.
Pretty sure Dave Warnicky, the co-host, he was on one of your podcasts just around when we started. Mm-hmm. I think it was about birds or something.
Sounds right.
Sounds about right.
And
how
then,
many birds are there?
And I'm pretty sure our first listeners came across because of this show. Mm. You're also the first. Everything you do, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
Like when you, the first time you toured the UK, or maybe it was the second you came back, I'm like, what? What do you mean? You toured a podcast to the UK?
Yeah. But now we haven't been to Canada, and you—I mean, you haven't yet either.
Well, because you're going to be in the UK at the time.
Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. We're going to. Hey,
that's right.
That's also right, man. Thank you for pointing it out.
If you're in the UK,
that's a big month.
Yeah. If you're in the UK for the beginning of September, guess what? Motherfuckers, so will we be.
Yeah.
Check the show notes down below for details.
And if you're in Australia in September, eat shit. Do go on, and Plumbing the Death Star won't be here.
Yeah, right.
But something about how the Saints and the Bombers are doing, that we're both organising overseas tours during finals.
But if you are in Melbourne in, I want to say, I think October, it's probably going to be a live show of us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
are you doing Cheerfully? So are we.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
you can see us reunited. But unless we're not allowed to announce that yet,
don't
worry
about it.
It's a secret. It's a little secret. I think when was this coming out?
We don't know yet.
Well, yeah,
I think
it's imminently being announced.
Yeah. But basically, in October, we're both doing live shows in Melbourne. Don't tell anyone yet.
Yeah, exactly.
At Humdinger.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell anyone.
But it's also, that's a festival that is also in
the UK,
North America, and Australia.
Don't tell anyone.
And don't tell anyone you listen to this episode.
This is a top secret.
Yeah, usually we'd be like, it would be great if you could send an episode to your friends.
Exactly. We could use the Men in Black Ray.
Yes, now that's a good Ray. If I had a Ray that made me forget, I'd just be going,
how do the specific,
keep going.
Like, they don't lose all memories. They just lose.
Well, because they say what you're going to get.
5 minutes.
Oh, right.
They go, you're going to forget this, and instead this happened.
That's good technology.
Yeah. You're going to forget everything.
No, you can't make sounds.
Wow.
I feel this is very much a Jackson Ray again.
Oh, to be Jackson. We only yell at him because we wish we were him.
Huh?
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I'm Ray.
If you want to find Ray on social media, just Google Matt Stewart.
Matt Stewart Comedy.
Yes.
.com.
And we'll see you next week. Jackson, please listen.
I hope this is what you wanted.
Well, I can stop listening now because the episode's
over, dude.
Michael underscore.
I thought this was fantastic. And I think
Victoria underscore.
Do you think Doucher should apologize for doubting this episode?
I do think
I would like to thank the three giant slices of pizza. Where I've been riding this. I was so tired at the start. Then I got filled with a crazy amount of energy, I guess, as the carbs broke down. And then I got tired again. Probably after the caffeine from the
science experiment. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to suggest a wonderful topic,
yes,
like Kevin underscore did.
Exactly.
Everyone kept talking
over Victoria.
You can join the Bad Brain Boys Plus on SansPassRadio.com.
Bad Brain Boys, bad boy.
Whoa.
Some synergy. What does it all
mean?
Here.
Whoa. What does it all mean?
It simply means you got to subscribe on Sanspans
radio.com or Apple Podcasts. It's just a button on Apple Podcasts, which is very easy.
And then you give us a couple of clams every month.
Whoa. Give us some bones.
And you'll help support this clusterfuck.
Yeah.
And you get some bonus stuff. One of those bonus things may or may not be access to the Discord.
Exactly. And if you get access to the Discord, we have a channel where you can suggest a topic. And if we like it enough, we'll do it.
And that's.
But you also get a bunch of bonus podcasts and a bunch of other fun stuff. But the main thing is that you support your boys.
It feels like a treasure hunt. You got to go through all these things.
Oh, you do. Yo,
you want to suggest a question? Wow.
Wow. Oh, do you?
Give me this.
Give me money.
And then we might.
And even if we do, that could just happen. Or this could just happen. Hit repeat. Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Later.
Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some freaking...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m. And we call him
the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
our
damn
friend's an idiot.